Hello, friends. Have you been enjoying the story of Jesus as much as my family and I have? We don't have many chapters left in the book, but I wanted to let you know that just because this book is coming to an end, you don't have to stop listening. Starting with Jesus has other listening programs that you will enjoy too. We have two brand new devotional podcasts for kids called The Seed Pod for Beginners and The Seed Pod for Kids. These programs will help children to start making it a habit to start their day with Jesus. Check out our website, www.startingwithjesus.com/seedpod, or click the link in the description below for more information. And now for the story of Jesus.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the last chapter of the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about a solemn day that we need to be ready for. Today, we are going to read about the best place that we could ever live. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal, because it's time to follow Jesus. This is The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, chapter 32, The Home of the Saved. The day of Christ's coming is a day of destruction only to evil. It is a day of redemption, and not only for God's people, but for the earth. God created the earth to be man's home. Here Adam dwelt in that garden of delight, which the Creator himself had beautified. Though sin has marred God's work, yet the human race has not been abandoned by its Creator, nor has his purpose for the earth been set aside. To this earth, angels have come with the message of redemption, and its hills and valleys have echoed their songs of rejoicing. Its soil has been trodden by the feet of the Son of God, and for more than 6,000 years, in its forms of beauty and gifts for substance, the earth has borne witness of the Creator's love. This same earth, freed from the curse of sin, is to be man's eternal home. Of the earth, the scripture says that God created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. And whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. So, in the Sermon on the Mount, the Savior declared, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So the psalmist long before had written, "The meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." With this agree the words of the scripture, "The righteous shall be recompensed in the earth. They shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever." The fires of the last day are to destroy the heavens and the earth which are now, but there shall come forth new heavens and a new earth. The heavens and the earth will be made new. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. No human language can fully describe the reward of the righteous. It will be known only to those who behold it. We cannot comprehend the glory of the paradise of God. Yet, we have glimpses of that land even now, for God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Precious to our hearts are the pictures of that country which the Bible gives. There the heavenly shepherd leads his flock to the fountain of living waters. The tree of life yields its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the service of the nations. There are ever flowing streams, clear as crystal, and beside them waving trees cast their shadows upon the paths prepared for the ransomed of the Lord. There the wide-spreading plains swell into hills of beauty, and the mountains of God rear their lofty summits. On those peaceful plains, beside those living streams, God's people, so long pilgrims and wanderers, shall find a home. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, wasting or destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. Mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. There the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. The wolf also shall lie down with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, says the Lord. There will be no more tears, no funeral trains, no badges of mourning. There will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, for the former things are passed away. The inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. There is the New Jerusalem, the capital of the glorified new earth, a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Her light is like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. The nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. The kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. The Lord says, I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. In the earth made new, only righteousness shall dwell. There shall in no wise enter into it anything that defiles, neither whatsoever works abomination or makes a lie. God's holy law will be honored by all beneath the sun. Those who have proved themselves true to God by keeping his commandments shall dwell with him. In their mouth was found no guile. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. The end. Oh, boys and girls, I can't wait for heaven. I'm tired of living in a world where there's sin and there's sickness and there's death and there's sadness and so much awfulness. I want to go to heaven. And I want you to be in heaven too. Won't you come with me? Don't you want to live in that wonderful place with Jesus, who loves you so much that he lived a perfect life and died for you? He is the only one who loves you more than anyone else in this whole world. He loves you so much. And he wants you there too. And while we've been reading this book, I hope that you have made a decision in your heart to live in a way that you can be in heaven with Jesus. And the only way to do that is to ask Jesus to help you. We can't do it by ourselves. We can only do that with Jesus. So today, why don't you ask him into your heart and say, Jesus, I want to be with you in heaven. I want so desperately to be in that place where there's no more sin, there's no more sickness, there's no more sadness, there's no more disease, there's no more separation, but we're all together. And boys and girls, I want to be there too. And I want to see you there. I want to meet all of you. We may not be able to meet here on earth, but let's plan a meeting underneath the living trees of heaven, where we all get together and we praise Jesus in songs and stories for eternity. Won't you meet me there? Let's all be there together. Let's close this book out with a prayer. Our Father in heaven, I pray that you will help every one of us to be there on that great and wonderful day that you're coming. I pray that you will help each of the children and the adults and anybody else listening to this story to choose you today, so that someday we can all meet together in that beautiful land with you. That someday when you come, we can look up and say, "This is our God in whom we have waited, and He will save us." I pray that you will help us to choose you every day, to start with you every single day. I pray that you will forgive us for our sins, cleanse our hearts, help us to be like you, and help us to share this with all of those around us. Help us not to be afraid to share your love with everybody. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey following Jesus, and I hope that you continue to follow Jesus for the rest of your life.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.